mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Hey. Hey, you. If you're listening to this and don't want to hear expletives, you probably shouldn't listen to it. It's gonna get interesting.
I don't know who to play.
Hey, this is Tom Merritt from the Daily Tech News Show, and you're listening to Geek.io, where you put geek in and geek out.
Mobile audio stream enabled at mobile.alphageekradio.com. Chat room enabled at geek-io.com/live. Geek.io initialized.
We're geeking out across the globe, so tuck in and hold on to your butts. It's time for the Geek.io show.
Geek.io. Put geek in and geek out.
Didn't we have geek in at the shawarma place? Welcome to Geek.io, your weekly dose of geeky goodness, episode number 77. Recorded Thursday, the 11th of September, 2014. I am your host, CJ Vouch.
I am Jared Azevedo. Good night, everyone.
I'm Rachel Bolt.
And I'm Jared Budlong.
And joining us this week is just us, because guests are tiring sometimes.
Sometimes you just need to get back to the basics.
Exactly. Just us, because I love you,
the
guys.
Homies.
I love you, Burrito.
I love you, Cupcake.
Man, I need to watch Invader Zim again.
Yeah, you do.
How has been everybody
been? Doom, 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 doom,
doom, doom, doom, doom, doom. Yes.
Prepping for Pensacon. That's all I'm gonna say.
Already, wow.
No, Invader Zim. There's up? No. I think one of the guys is there, right?
Oh, I was gonna say, is JD dressing up as Gurr? Because it would be really hard to dick punch Gurr, but I'll do it.
Well, I want to see Budlong do some Invader Zim cosplay.
Yeah, we could do that.
He would just dress up like Dib and be boring.
Oh, I hate you so much. How do people have to hate on
me? Though, if he dressed up like the Dib that Zim like threw the pigs back in time for, that would be awesome.
Say that again, sorry.
The Dib where Zim created the thing to throw things back in his past.
Yes.
He threw pigs.
Because why not?
It was the only thing he had around.
Yep.
In his laboratory with amazing technology, he only had pigs because
By the way, Zim and Gurr will be there.
Nice.
And Frank Conniff, which may have been, he's in there, but I don't see what he did. Hold on. The first stuff is stuff about Drew Carey's show, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. He was like a writer, I think, but he also was involved with Invader Zim. How so? He was head writer for Invader Zim. Nice.
No, wow. It wasn't Johan Vasquez?
Frank Conniff is listed as the head writer.
Huh, weird. Okay. Must have just been created by Johan Vasquez.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
All right. Well, then. This is a trip down Invader Zim. Is that streaming anywhere? Because I know it's no longer on Netflix, because
it might be on Amazon Prime.
Because of Nickelodeon, it might be on Amazon. Yep.
Hold on. I'm checking.
Speaking of which, did you guys see that the new Android Amazon app has instant streaming?
Yes, it does. And yes, it is. Invader Zim Volume 1, 2, and 3 are available on Prime Instant Video. Hell yes.
I'll have to go back and watch some of this.
$199 for the complete Invader Zim series.
Did you say $199?
$199.99 for the complete invasion of Invader Zim. Six discs.
Six discs for $200?
Who messed up
that sticker price?
I'm guessing because it's no longer in print, dude.
Oh, that might be a good
collector's item and junk.
Sure. Why not? I don't know.
Think I'd kind of pay that, considering some people pay $100 for like a season of something. Having six discs of a series and they have it be the entire thing. Season one is $25.
And that's what, two discs? I'm just messing, because there's only
four
six
discs, but it has a lot of special features.
Oh, okay.
So this is Invader Zim talk.
Well, you know.
Welcome to the Invader Zim podcast, everybody. We're gonna have a little talk here. You're going to enjoy it.
Yes.
You're going to pretend like you know what's going on. You're going to like it. Because he's going to give up his geek right here and say that he's never seen Invader Zim.
What?
Whoa.
I know.
What?
Totally missed that boat.
You're leaving right now to get on your Amazon Prime account.
You are fired.
no, don't fire him. When the whole feed messes up, we won't be able to fix it.
Yeah, right.
By the time we get around to it, people will get like 3 years.
I also do not have Amazon Prime.
I can forgive that.
Okay.
It was on Netflix, so I still don't forgive you completely.
Yeah.
As a video, you are poppy a little bit.
Yeah, you are super robot-y. Speaking of alien robots.
Yeah.
Why don't I close these windows and see if that helps?
Don't shut down windows. That's not going to help the problem.
No.
Did you turn it off and turn it back on again?
Not yet. But if you want me to, I will.
We'll see.
Well, if you don't stop being robot-y and poppy, yes.
I don't know why. I didn't change anything.
It's getting worse.
Yeah.
Yay, on air. Crap.
Yeah.
Going straight for 100 and something episodes from Temple Tech to Geek.io. Doesn't go a week without something breaking.
Welcome to the internet.
So sunglasses and a black coat, yay, says Raul. I think Raul is trying to start streaking in our chat. I don't know what's going on there.
I'm not sure either.
Let's go ahead and move on.
maybe.
Hit the button, Budlong.
It didn't play. Whoa, no. It derped.
Whoa.
Oh,
games and gizmos. Pew, pew,
here we go,
pew,
here we go.
Pew,
That was the wrong one.
Yes, it was.
And I have no idea where the other one is.
Wow. Gadgets, games, and gizmos. Pew, 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 pew.
I have no idea where it went. I still blame my phone.
This is Gadgets, Games, and Gizmos, where we talk about the stuff that we've been playing with this week.
Yay.
And I'm not going to blame Rachel because I didn't even know if she was coming on this week. But Jared Budlong has nothing at all.
I sure do not. You should pick me first. And that way I can say, I've done absolutely nothing other than work this entire week, and it has been tiring.
Whatsoever, do I?
Sorry, what? Huh? I cut over you. What?
Oh, it does work. Okay. Just check.
Yeah, you're good. No, you are not RoboJazz anymore.
Weird.
RoboJazz.
That was pretty good.
Your face is a RoboJazz.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes. What was I going to say? So this week I have been actually super busy with work, so I haven't done a whole lot of extracurricular activities outside of practicing my Cat 5 cable running capabilities by running 23 lines in a building. So that was fun.
Oh, God.
And we're not even done, so.
Sounds horrifying.
And actually, it was before the walls went up, because it was being remodeled, so it actually wasn't that bad.
And it's Cat 5, not Cat 6?
I say Cat 5 generically. I didn't even look at the cable. Somebody else bought it and asked me to run it. So, anywho. Okay. Yeah, it could have been Cat 6. I have no idea. It's for workstations and cameras. So
you can tell how many cats it is.
Well, depending on who you ask, they may be alive and or dead at the same time as well.
Exactly.
It's Schrodinger cat cable.
Though if you're running them along...
Schrodinger Cat 5 cable.
Yeah. Well, no, not Cat 5, because it could be 5 or 6, and we're not sure, because I never looked at the box.
5 or 6 infinitely interchangeable alive or dead cats.
Yes, and now it's going to be in the wall, so we never will know. It'll be permanently 5 or 6. Whatever we need, it will be.
And dead or alive. Hopefully. Until eventually, then they will die.
Hopefully, all the ports will be live. Hopefully none of them will be dead because they're inaccessible now. The drywall.
Oh, well, I have a funny story about ports during
Hey, CJ, what have you been up to this week?
Okay, well, I'm going to get into a kind of pseudo-career Geek.io. Speaking of ports, my computer at work, my single solitary workstation that is not very powerful at all, and I do only web development on. Took out an entire campus's worth of internet on Monday.
Yay.
Your port?
A port?
What?
It turns out that the IP address that my computer decided to grab off the DHCP decided to start broadcasting wildly. Nothing was running on my computer. Like, they wiped out my computer and started up Windows with the cable in. And then it started firing wildly. Like
we're talking about not crap.
So you're like DDoSing your entire...
Yes, basically. I was DDoSing my own...
Huh.
Only because I'm guessing the DHCP server decided to give my computer a crap IP, or the broadcast IP, which it's not supposed to do for those who are not technologically inclined. Broadcast IP is not so great for computers to have and should never actually have them. Mm. But yeah, mine had it, and it broadcasted everywhere and took down a network of about 300 to 500 PCs.
Oops.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I got 2 days off. I got 2 days off paid because of it, because they had to take my computer.
They're like, CJ, go home. You're breaking things.
Just
go
home.
Hey, guys, FYI, it looks like my headset's going to die here soon.
Oh.
So it'll be Moon Rachel.
Am I really that bad?
No, not really. I mean, worst case scenario, you can always grab a pair of Tweaked Audio headphones, tweakedaudio.com, use Geek at checkout for 30% off.
And free shipping.
And free shipping. You can get on your smaller laptop and boom. Win-win. Everything is... Do you want my tweets?
Do you want my Cat 5 cables?
Yeah, do you want my Cat 5 cables?
in your ear. It might probably not help.
No. Do not shove a Cat 5 cable in your ear.
Especially if it's from CJ's port that's broadcasting all over the place.
And so my boss is like, so they found out the issue. I'm like, all right, why are you calling me when I'm at home to tell me that they found out the issue is? I don't work in IT anymore. I'm a web developer. Don't call me for this crap. I don't care.
I don't care. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
They don't care. And then they're like, it's your computer. And I'm like, huh.
Oh.
Okay, how? So pending, it was double pending investigation to make sure I didn't do it maliciously, and also to make sure that my computer would not do it again. So I got 2 days off, and now the entire office that I work in is calling me anonymous.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I have no idea, but I figured out we're actually doing a masquerade ball for a party for Halloween. I've come to the conclusion I'm going to go as hipster Guy Fawkes.
Oh,
well played. Good choice.
Not Fat Rocket Raccoon?
No, not Fat Rocket Raccoon.
Blow up an entire network.
Yes. I have that much talent. They sound kind of far away, but it's fine.
It's better than Moon Jared, so.
Yes.
Well,
yeah. Robot Jared.
Yes. Or Jared. Hovercraft or Jetpack Jared, so.
Jetpack Jared! That's the new Android game I've been looking
As a veto, you went weird again.
Robo Jared.
What is going on?
It's freaking VAC. I hate that thing.
So other than that, I actually played some games because I had 2 days off. I downloaded the open beta for a new MMO called Arc Age. It's basically what it is it's kind of set in a steampunk kind of WoW. So high fantasy and steampunk, but it's almost a complete sandbox what you can do. You don't start off with a class. You start picking skills through trees, and eventually it may or may not add up to something halfway decent. But the cool thing is the entire game, the economy, the cities, everything is player driven. You have player merchants. You have one merchant at the beginning of the game that's an NPC. The rest of the game is all players. You have NPCs to give you quests and stuff like that, but merchants, auction houses, housing, it's all player driven. Up to and including, you can be a mercenary, a sky pirate, because you can build airships. It's really sounding awesome. And from what I can tell, if you pay $5 towards it to get upgraded to the premium, then you have no restrictions on your account whatsoever. Like, all the stuff that they sell is you can buy some experience boosters, or you can buy some cosmetic stuff. From what I could tell, though, nothing game-breaking. Like, you cannot buy a weapon. But, yeah, completely player-driven economy, everything, and I love that. It's, for those who are wondering, it's ARCHE. AGE. It's out by Tryon, the same guys who make Rift.
Sweet. Am I a robot still?
No, you're not.
Yay!
I'm the only gamer in here who gives a shit about that, so, you know.
Hey, I like games. I just don't ever get to play them anymore.
Well, this one's free, so...
It's not always about money. Half the time, it's about time.
Yeah, right. Pretty much.
I'm a super casual player. I played it for, like, a half hour.
You have bus rides and stuff you can do?
That's a PC game.
Oh, well, other games I was talking about.
I play balloons on their bus, okay? I play balloons and read comic books on the bus.
I have video to not edit, so...
Yeah, exactly. I did Guild Wars 2 patched, and I started playing that again because they introduced a new way to start the game that's a lot better than the original. Kick you to the wolves and see how far you can get before getting completely confused and frustrated and quit the game. Not that that happened. So, yeah, complete new player experience. It was really fun playing it again. I got up to level 20 in a day. It was awesome. Other than that, been watching the new Doctor Who. Has anybody else been watching the new Doctor Who?
I don't have BBC America, so I have not been watching it.
It's up on the iPlayer.
That it would require me standing at my computer more than I already do. So
xpn.com.
No, I fully agree with and understand and would promote proxpn.com. Using code GEEK20, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
To get yourself 20% off your subscription, starting at $6.25 a month before the discount. So do that. But it would require me standing up at my computer for more hours than I already do, and that's not going to happen right now. So
it is, Jazz. You don't watch Doctor Who. Never mind, loser.
You should, but...
The new Doctor is really awesome. He's really fantastic.
If you can understand him, because I've heard people complain that they don't understand his crazy Scottish accent.
I'm Scottish!
Yeah, I'm Scottish. I get to complain about things! Though he sells himself as the Doctor when he is sword fighting Robin Hood and goes, "I need no sword. I am the Doctor. This is my spoon." Windows update, go away.
You didn't sell it nearly as well, CJ.
He's really great. Actually, Clara is not as good in this season as she was last season, in my opinion. It could be just because he is so over the top and he's pretty much awesome every time. He's what I wanted in a Doctor, now that I realize it. I wanted somebody less human than David Tennant, but less alien than Eccleston or Smith. Like, he's a relatable alien, and that's good.
Blasphemy. No one could be a better Doctor than Eccleston as an alien. I'm lying.
No. Well, he pulled off a great Eccleston in the first couple. Eccleston pulled off a great Eccleston?
I agree. He could not have played the role of himself any better.
Capaldi pulled off a great, like, Eccleston-esque jackass Doctor.
Oh, nice.
And then, like, went... directly from Eccleston jackass Doctor to Smith comic Doctor to Tennant serious yet brooding Doctor, like all in a matter of 10 minutes. It was awesome.
Nice. I've seen the first episode and only part of it, so I've only seen part of the first episode.
He's so good. I'm really digging him. I know he's only going to be a season, but I think that's all I want of him. He's awesome, but I think he would wear thin. Other than people, speaking of people wearing thin, I'm up to, now it's time for the first time in a month, Angel update. Do, 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 do. That's not the Angel, but, you know. I don't have my soundboard. It's not working right now, so. But I'm up to episode 19 in season 3. Season 3 started and Darla came back, and I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, Darla.
And then she went away, and I'm like, sweet. I'm okay with this. I can't look at Julie Benz like now. Like, she's on something now, and I looked at her. I'm like, nope, can't watch it. I can't do it. But you know, now he has Connor, and it's great. I just watched yesterday the episode. Was it Waiting in the Wings, I think it is, the episode in season 3 that was written and directed by Joss Whedon. And Rachel actually paid attention to that entire episode. It was the first one that she's actually really fully paid attention to. And I'm like, now you know why I love Joss Whedon so much.
Keeping in mind that I usually fall asleep because he's rubbing my back. So, yeah.
But Rachel actually made the request that I stop watching Angel at night and start watching Firefly with her.
What?
Because I read a quote from Nathan Fillion today when he was at FanX this last at Labor Day, where it was, I thought when Firefly died that it was the saddest thing ever. Now I come here and I look out at all of you and I realize the saddest thing would have been if it stayed dead. And she goes, okay. And Rachel, I'm paraphrasing, of course, is like, okay, why is it such a big thing? And I'm like, I didn't realize why it was such a big thing until I finally got Jazz and Daryl to shut up and I watched the damn thing. And now I understand. And it hurts me to understand, but I understand it. Angel, like, I got up to the point where Fred and Gunn hook up and she's never going back, if you know what I mean. And Gruselog is back, which is cool, because he was an awesome character. He came from Narnia in his handsome self.
Yeah, you're past me, so I don't know what you're talking about now.
What? I thought you finished Angel.
No.
What?
I never even finished season two.
What the heck? Come on.
I had a baby. And that
what?
Ruined everything.
You act like you were in the hospital pushing out the baby. Come on.
Right?
No. Okay, I watched that with Katie. And we haven't watched TV together in a long time. How old is Reese? 4 months.
I don't think you know fault. The age of your baby.
It's not the baby's fault. Don't blame the baby. If Angel can fight demons with Connor, then you can watch TV with Reese.
I have to say, the fact that my husband is calling you out on this is comical as fuck to me.
As it should be.
No, I want to. It's just a matter of Katie goes to bed at like 9 because she's so tired.
I don't
want
to hear your 9 o'clock shenanigans.
So I stay up till 10 or 11 watching Twin Peaks or whatever else that she doesn't want to watch.
Have you started watching Dollhouse yet?
No.
Watch Dollhouse.
I thought about it.
No. Watch Dollhouse. Watch Dollhouse.
I got on a psych binge for a while.
Watch Dollhouse.
All right, I'll excuse you for not watching Dollhouse because you were watching Psych. I'll give you some slack on that one.
Yeah. So I had stopped because they were only up to like season 5 and then they added season 6 and I never picked it back up. So that's where I was.
All right, so yeah, I'm almost through season 3 of Angel. Probably next week I'll be halfway through season 4. So it's really picking up and it kind of makes me sad that I only have 2 seasons left.
I know.
But then you can completely rewatch it.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to watch after Angel. Like,
I know what you can watch.
What? Percolator. Yeah, I have zero desire whatsoever to watch Twin Peaks.
Oh, so great.
So, yeah, that's basically, I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I've done other than dealing with horrible, horrible children. The last week.
Tuesday and Wednesday. Yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday you did. Today I got the brunt of it.
Well, why don't you tell us what you've been doing, Rachel? Because the Jared must always go last.
School. Nearly murderizing my children today. Keep in mind, I did not even... Okay. Wednesday, Yar and Aaron decided to come into the office that I'm hiding in here. And in the office, I have a lot of my stuff set up for school in my desk, as you do. And they decided that taking one pair of my scissors and then Kiara's scissors that I got for work at home that she occasionally went out of my office and bring them into their room and cut the hair off AJ's lion and chop up some random papers. Oh, okay. I'll let it fly. I scolded them. I sent them to their room for quite a portion of the day. And then because CJ was off from work, we ran out and did a couple errands with just AJ before we came home.
Again, like you do.
Today, got up, had to go to school. CJ had to go to work. My afternoon at 1:55, getting out of school, was supposed to be come home, get Kiara, go to my old CCT, because I realized that I have a book of hers that I don't know how I still have, but I do. So I was going to run out, return that, as is, you know, proper form. And then I was going to go drop Kiara off at school and go visit my new CCT. Well, the only thing that happened on that list was visiting my new CCT today. I walked through the front door after getting in from class a couple minutes later than I was supposed to, and my mother-in-law is brushing my daughter's hair, as you do before you send them to school. And I don't have the picture, but CJ, if you have that picture, can you show it on your cell phone? Or
I do not have it available.
Not even on Google Plus?
Hold on.
I sent it through there.
Hold on. Internet, go! To the interwebs.
You should have it. I'm hoping he has
Hold
it.
On. There it is. Hold on.
CJ is going to put up the picture that I sent to him with the what the fuck moment of the day.
Where's my screen share? Where's Green Chair? There's Green Chair. Please don't let me get the Gray Box of Doom.
You're going to get the Gray Box of Doom. Sorry.
I hope not. No thanks. Yes, there we go. Whoa.
Randomness,
DJ. Randomness.
Sorry.
So that is a clump of hair that, as my mother-in-law was brushing Kiara's hair, came out. She goes, oh, look at this. It's all knotty and blah, blah, blah. What are we going to do about it, Rachel? I walked over and I looked down. I'm like, there's not a knot in there. I ran my hand through her hair and proceeded to get another handful. Looked over at the office door and it's wide open. Mom had not been in the office. Walked into the office. My big scissors are missing and so are the little ones. The big scissors they apparently decided was a good idea to put on the table in the living room, trying to cover their butt. And the little scissors were nowhere to be found. So enter the next 45 to closer to 90 minutes worth of Rachel going off the deep end, screaming, threatening butt beatings, giving butt beatings, because they wouldn't tell me where the fucking scissors were. The responses were, well, maybe Kiara hid it, and maybe AJ hid it. It's up on the top shelf of the closet. I'm like, if you are fucking climbing, you are in deeper shit than you think. Needless to say, they finally did give me the scissors, and this was only after I proceeded to take every single toy out of their bedroom, plus the cord for the TV.
Yep.
So, Now my children have no TV in their room, no toys, only books, no babies, no stuffies, nothing. And in doing all of this...
Hey, Rachel, what does CCT stand for, by the way?
Cooperating Classroom Teacher, aka the hours that I have to do for my school-based hours to become a full-time teacher. I am working with a licensed teacher who has been in the field. Actually, the teacher I'm working with this year has been in the field for 8 years. And fun fact, she actually herself has Asperger's syndrome. So she is on the autistic spectrum and a full-time special needs teacher. And there are 12 students and they are mostly nonverbal. So this is going to be a very fun semester for me.
Yep.
But yes, my children's room is now spotless. I found 6 more piles of hair in my children's room, stuffed behind my daughter's bed and in the closet. And yeah, it was a little bit of a stressful day. You know, it's bad when you walk into Starbucks and the boss man is there and your buddy's there and you go, I know you don't serve alcohol at Starbucks, but find me something that can equate to it, please.
Please, thank you.
And they give you a cookie because you've had a really bad fucking day. And you haven't eaten since breakfast. And breakfast was sweet oatmeal, not protein.
Yeah.
And coffee. Lots of coffee. Oh, that was the other thing I was supposed to do after I got home before I went to meet my CCT. It was like, put something in my mouth and eat it. Didn't happen. So by the time I picked up CJ, I was shaking and lightheaded and not feeling good. I'm still not feeling good, but it is what it is. So that was my day, and that's been my week. I have 4 classes I have to do school-based hours for. One of them I don't have my assignment for, which sucks, and that's going to be at high school level for 15 or so hours. And I have a total of 109 hours or 105 hours to do this semester. I did 118 last semester. We'll see. So, yep. Oh, and yes, I did indeed tell CJ we were going to start watching Firefly at night.
Because it's awesome. Yes.
Because we tried to sit down and watch, but that pilot episode is just,
Yeah, the pilot's a little rough.
And I keep reminding myself that it has,
Nathan Fillion?
No.
Yeah. Adam Baldwin.
Jewel State?
Adam Baldwin, thank you.
She has a huge crush with on
I'm
Adam
in love with him.
So when you say the pilot, did you watch the actual pilot or the pilot that was put out on TV initially?
I don't know. That's
the actual episode pilot. Called Pilot on Netflix.
Okay. The actual pilot.
Okay. They must have rearranged them, because the original episode that was listed as a pilot was actually midway through the season. That's part of what plagued that entire show.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, they aired everything out of order.
Yeah, it was not. The story has continuity, but Fox in their infinite glory decided to broadcast things out of order, and it made absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
I was just curious.
So there will be that going on, and I'm seriously sitting here considering, since my student loans came in today, I might have to,
You know, we can get an Invader Zim complete series on Amazon Prime for $200.
Jeez.
Or I could just watch it on Amazon Prime Video.
I do
which
not.
Which will happen.
I don't want to see it that badly.
And it's all Jared.
Say what? Me?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Most of the time we accept your faults and pleasures and we love you or something.
Gosh, guys, that was sweet. I wasn't expecting that.
Robo Jez.
Oh, hi. Still?
Kinda. You're starting to pop, which is the indicative of you going Robo.
All right. I've closed everything else, so I don't know what else to do. So I'm just going to roll with it. If it's too much, just tell me and I'll drop and drive back, jumping back in.
It's back.
So you're back. Why is it just now causing an issue, huh? Can you explain that to me, Budlong?
No, that's why I stopped using it. Anyway, keep going. Sorry.
I don't have your fancy soundboard, your knobs, and your buttons.
I didn't at the time either. I decided to buy one.
Right?
Because it wasn't worth the headache of dealing with VAC. To me.
I don't have that kind of money to invest in the mod.
I'm not sure I did either, but it made it work.
I had to buy new tires.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Gosh, tires are expensive. Anyway.
Speaking of what you've been doing.
And then you lost a hubcap.
Yeah, and then I lost a hubcap. I haven't looked to see how much those are. Anyway, before Dragon Con, because, you know, we haven't really talked about what we've been doing since before then, because why would we?
Exactly.
Dragon Con. There's not a whole lot that I can watch with kids around. So The Nut Job and Free Birds are both on Netflix currently.
Probably for a very good reason.
So, as Ella says, we watched the squirrel movie, and we watched the turkey movie.
Oh god, it's so bad.
The Nut Job. It's right there.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's alright. Like, normally I love Will Arnett and everything. Even he couldn't really redeem that movie.
Oh, it's so bad.
It's just okay. It's just incredibly predictable and wow. It's like they didn't even try. But whatever, it's fine. Bella didn't even really like it. She hasn't asked to watch it again since we watched it the first time. And then there's Free Birds, which was kind of a pleasant surprise, because I had no expectations going into that movie, and it made me laugh, and I had a good time, and it was genuinely funny. And Woody Harrelson as the turkey is just brilliant, and I want George Takei to be all of my robot voice from now on. But,
I'm only catching like half of what he's saying.
Oh, I caught that.
Yeah, it's like me swearing, and it's the only thing that came through.
Maybe you should try talking like that from now on.
I can't.
Oh, okay.
He does not possess my anything. Anything
so it's hard to make out, to be honest. It's pretty rough.
Yeah. Woody Harrelson. George Takei.
Can you just close VAC and just use the mic directly?
Let's see. How's that?
You sound great.
There we go.
Keep doing that.
Yes. Change nothing else.
That is weird. So anyway, Free Birds. Maybe about the turkeys. I had no little about it other than it was about turkeys, and that's pretty much, I think, something about Thanksgiving is all I knew going into that movie. And I was pleasantly surprised by that movie. It is genuinely funny. Woody Harrelson as a turkey is fantastic. Yes, I know. I'm glad I sound better. It was VAC. That's all I did was I turned off VAC. That makes me sad. But anyway, so Free Birds is great. Check it out. It's on Netflix. If you got Netflix, it's free. If you got kids and you want to watch something that you can enjoy at the same time they're watching it.
A job's not so much.
Nut job, take a pass. It's not that great. Free Birds, good movie. Watched it twice. Well, not by choice. The second time, not by choice. Not really the first time by choice either, but it's fine. You know, we're potty training, and she wanted to watch the turkey movie. We made a deal. She fulfilled her end of the bargain. I fulfilled mine. We'll leave it at that.
Bribing. I told you from the get-go.
Yes.
Bribing. No shame, dude. No shame. Ours was candy. Yours are videos. Whatever works.
Candy. It's just nothing motivates her consistently. She's, you know.
Oh, okay.
Andy will motivate her sometimes. Sometimes, you know, watching the turkey movie will motivate her. Sometimes a book will motivate her. And sometimes nothing motivates her.
Then you go, you know what? Just pee your pants. You know what? That's how you want to do this. Pee your pants.
Oh, she has.
Yep.
She does.
Yep. She's going to hate you later for this.
I guess I shouldn't tell you that AJ is in big boy underwear now going to bed.
Wow. Speechless.
Congrats.
Good job.
Yeah.
And I haven't killed him.
Yeah, we made it through today with no accidents or temper tantrums, so I consider that a win.
That is quite the win.
I wish I could say the same about temper tantrums. Josiah's gotten into this weird thing since we went to DragonCon.
I'm sorry. temper tantrums about the potty.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry.
Yeah, so no, a week with my grandparents did not turn out well for our son.
Oh, spoiled.
We are still recovering.
Which is exactly the opposite with our kids. They actually did well with grandma. It was fine.
Daddy, come back.
Oh, no. He was good there. It was reacclimating to our environment where, you know, rules are had to be had. Apply. Yeah.
Yeah, there are rules.
And it's not like, oh, you're putting him to bed at 10 o'clock, huh? Awesome. He normally goes to bed at 8. All right. Oh, he slept in every day. I wonder why.
Oy vey.
Yeah, ours did the same thing. Yeah. Like,
yeah, 1 a.m. and they were still awake. Oh, I'm my like, gosh. Yeah, no, it's not a wonder why they're fucking little beast butt heads lately.
Nope. Well, my mom told me when we got back, she was like, yeah, he did really well. He slept in like every morning for an extra like 2 hours. And I was like, I know why. You put him to bed 2 hours later than he normally does. That kind of makes sense to me.
That'll do it.
Yeah. He's sneaky though. I won't lie. He's figured out what things to do / say, because he knows we want him to finish his dinner. So he'll like slowly eat his dinner so that he goes to bed later every night. And eventually we're like, no, dude, you have to.
Oh, I know all about that game.
I'm like,
oh,
no, yeah. He's just started it.
Kia plays that game almost every night. Bella started that when
he was about 18 months old. So.
Oh. Yep. We're like, Kia does the same thing, dude.
Yeah, we're going
to. Now we've got the potty excuse. I need to go potty.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It's 10 minutes past bedtime.
Now we have two of them that do that.
Well,
it doesn't get any better with the second one, because one will go, I got to go potty. And we're like, okay, go potty. Then the other one's like, but I got to go potty too. I'm like, you got to be freaking kidding.
That's when you start teaching the concept of lying and punishment for lying.
Oh, all right. Little parenting tip that our VPK teacher gave us. When you go for lying, only tell the kid, I need to see your tongue. If you're lying, it'll be purple, but only adults can see it.
So you lie to your kid to get them to not lie to you? Awesome.
Yes. Santa Claus.
I don't. Santa Claus is not real. So.
This is parent.
This.
Wrong. If you say that to my children, I will have to be captured.
No,
you.
I will respect.
The only week of the year I have any solitude.
I will respect. Right. I will respect your decisions to lie to your kids. Just don't expect me to lie to mine.
Man.
Josie, I will never say a lie to your kids, but like the Tooth Fairy, yep, nope, you want money? No, Tooth Fairy's not real.
Nope, like, yeah,
Tooth
neither
Fairy's
Santa
always
Claus.
Creeped me. My mom and I actually had this discussion yesterday about the Tooth Fairy. I'm like, Tooth Fairy's always really creeped me out. I have no problem with the tradition of giving money for teeth, but the whole Tooth Fairy thing, that's a little weird.
Letting some random fairy come in.
Vin Diesel's going to come into my kid's room in the middle of the night.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Yeah, some fae creature's going to come into my kid's room and steal their teeth from under their pillow and poop out quarters.
Right.
I have no problem. I have no problem with giving money for teeth. I have no issue whatsoever with that. The Tooth Fairy, not in my house.
Yep. No.
Except for The Rock, because that movie actually surprisingly wasn't terrible.
Really?
Have not seen it.
Yeah. It's actually not. It is not. See, but then again, for some reason, like one of my guilty pleasures is those stupid movies that the action stars did for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like The Game Plan, The Tooth Fairy.
Pacifier.
And the Pacifier.
I kind of like The Pacifier,
all,
I'm not going to lie.
Not bad movies.
I haven't seen the others though.
The game plan is actually really.
Is that
cute.
The one where he's her dad but doesn't know it, and she shows up at like 7?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's still The Rock. I mean, he's not playing like the Tooth Fairy. He's not out of character. He's still The Rock, but he has to be that. You get to see him in that like completely vulnerable position, and that's actually really
that was a really well done movie. Yeah, a really well done movie. It was good.
Yeah, the game plan good. The Tooth Fairy guilty.
He rocked the tutu. That's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah, the Tooth Fairy, he definitely rocked that tutu.
Oh boy.
All right, guys.
Rock
so
puns are we gonna make?
We
so anyway,
rocks are this. Done.
Well, no, I've still got two things to say.
Oh well.
Now that we've gotten off this edition of Parenting IO, because first I got to break my mic and do this.
That sounded so bad. Please disable it before you start talking again.
It was really bad. That was really, really bad.
Hey, is that in box? I can play it for you next week.
It's in the Azevedo folder / stuff Jazz made.
Okay. I'll try to put that on my playlist for next week.
Well, no, this is the last one. I'm finished.
I
finished Twin Peaks. There will be no more Twin Peaks report.
Well, you still might you still might want to play that file, so I'll try to put that in there.
It's a good
next
one.
Next week will be the Dollhouse report.
Yes.
Maybe.
Sure.
Actually, I'm on vacation next week, so maybe. We'll see.
So that's the best time to watch it when you have nothing else to do.
That's right. I'm on vacation next week. We should probably talk about that. I'm not exactly going to have an audio set up. I will have.
Did you do that though. Before? Like,
yeah, yeah.
It was like you were hiding in a corner of a house, like trying to record.
Yeah, there was the time when I was in Oklahoma that I did that for just a brief moment, and then the dirty work rant and review.
Oh yes, that's right.
I'm actually going to be in the same place that when we did the dirty work rant and review. So
we're not watching that again, are we?
No, no.
God, thank you.
I would make it. Again, I'm the only one who has. That's my guilty pleasure.
You can have it.
Yes.
There we go. We should watch The Tooth Fairy and review it.
Geek.io watches, baby.
Actually, I'm quite okay with that.
Let's do that.
All right. Next Geek.io right, watches. Right, whenever we record it, The Tooth Fairy.
Yeah, because that's on Netflix. Anyway. Yeah,
absolutely. Not at all run by ProXPN.
So I finished Twin Peaks and. Twin Peaks, the show, though it ended on an incredible cliffhanger and was makes me sad that there's no resolution for it, was still awesome and weird and bizarre and fantastic. And it's so weird to me that all these random famous people show up towards the second half. Because there's like Billy Zane shows up and Heather Graham and Molly Shannon and else.
Wow.
Or somebody else. I don't know. There was like all these people randomly showing up. I'm like, oh, hey, they're famous now. They weren't when this came out. Billy Zane may have been. I don't know. This was the early 90s. Heather Graham definitely was not. But yes, Twin Peaks is an awesome show. I loved it. I'm sad that it never actually got resolved, but it was still so much fun to watch. So then I was like, well, there's the movie. The Twin Peaks movie. It's kind of a prequel / sequel thing that's, you know, maybe ties up some loose ends. It doesn't really tie up any loose ends at all. It just kind of tells the story of the girl who was murdered that they investigate.
Spoilers.
The girl is murdered in the first episode.
Spoilers!
They find her on the beach.
I was like, isn't that the spoilers opening scene? Wrapped finding in her. Plastic. Yeah. Like, that's the opening scene.
Spoilers!
She's dead. Wrapped in plastic. Anyway. So I watched the movie, and basically everything that I loved about Twin Peaks, they removed from it, and it's kind of terrible. I kind of hated the movie. I wanted to like it, because it still had basically all the characters I loved weren't there. They weren't in the movie. They just because all the actors were like, nah, F that. I'm not going back. So, yeah. So I can't recommend the movie, but the show is fantastic.
I might watch it next. I don't know. How many episodes is it?
30.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Just try the first season. If you hate the first season, there's only 8 episodes in the first season.
Okay, that I can do.
If you absolutely despise the first season, you don't have to keep going.
Okay.
Now, so it's not like Buffy where the second season is like I can almost guarantee you that you will despise the first 2 episodes.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a satire of soap opera, and they kind of go heavy on the soap opera stuff, and you don't realize that they're kind of making fun of soap opera at the beginning. So it's kind of, I don't know, kind of terrible, but kind of good at the same time. But then you kind of like, oh, I see what you're doing. And then it gets better from there. And then they kind of get away from that, and it gets much, much better.
Okay. I can deal with that.
Give it a try.
I'll give it a try.
I'm a fan. The movie was terrible. There were boobies, though, in the movie, if you're into that sort of
thing. So there are Twin Peaks in the Twin Peaks movie.
Bingo. And then finally, I need to know, CJ, why you hate Bob Spurker so much.
Because it's not entertaining to me at all, shape or form. I don't like the animation. The comedy is just not for me. It's not good.
Okay. I mean, I can give you the animation. I mean, it's a style choice. Mostly, but
like I it's very reminiscent, in my opinion, of like Beavis and Butthead, and I got out of liking that in the 90s.
Really, Beavis and Butthead? I don't see that, but I guess the animation, sure, but
yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. The comedy is very Family Guy to me. Like,
I think it's smarter than Family Guy.
Oh, maybe that doesn't take much. But it feels like a combination of like South Park and Family Guy. It's smarter than both of them, but I haven't enjoyed that comedy in a while either.
Yeah. So how many did you watch?
I gave it the 3. I gave it 3? The standard 3.
Oh. Okay.
And I didn't do 3 in a row because I missed a couple Sundays. So I'm like, all right, I caught one. I promised myself I would give it 3. So a couple weeks later, I caught the next one. And then I'm like, all right, I still don't like it. And then I'm like, okay, 3rd episode, 2 weeks later, maybe it's got its groove. Nope.
All right. I mean, just usually.
So I did give it. I did give it a chance, and it's not that. It's not like Firefly, where I was like, I'm not watching it because everybody wants me to. No, I gave it a chance.
I'm really curious because you and I tend to have similar opinions on things, and I think Bob's Burgers is freaking hilarious, and I love it. But I tried reading
the comic, and it's
still, a comic.
Yeah, there's an IDW comic, and I even gave that a go.
I can't imagine that being good.
It pretty much feels like a script from the show.
Because most of that show, what makes it good is the timing of the voice actors. Because the animation's no good.
They still give great. They give the for comedic time on a comedic timing level, even in print format, it works out well. Because if you're one of those kind of people that doesn't like look at the entire panel at the beginning when you first look at it, you'll read what they say and then look what they're doing and then laugh. I laughed more at the comic than I did at the show.
See, I tried the show also and could not get into it. I watched, I don't even know if I gave it 3, so I don't know if it was fair or not, but I think I might have watched 1.5
or 2. I don't think
2.
I really fell in love with it until like episode 4 or 5. I have to look.
And see, the thing is, like, I have no desire to go back and watch it again. So, like, you saying, you know, 8 episodes in, you should go watch it now, like you did with S.H.I.E.L.D. And you too, Daryl, shut up. this is not really appealing to me. So
no, that's fine. It's fine. If you didn't like it at first, you probably won't like it now. But it grew on me exceptionally, and I love it.
Fair.
And now I'm done.
I just
wanted to know. I was curious.
No, that's fine.
It seems to be very divisive.
Blind
people
hatred.
Either love it or just don't like it at all. It's just fascinating to me how
divisive
this show is.
It's comedy. That's kind of the thing. Comedy is very, very subjective and is very easily able to make people like almost hate each other because of it.
I don't hate you. It's okay if you don't hate if you hate Bob's Burger.
All right. So yeah, we're gonna go and pay some bills and talk to some people about stuff or something.
Yes, that.
So
and actually, Rachel's going to hop off here because she's excessively tired and wants to go lay down.
Night, Rachel.
Okay. Night, Rachel.
Night, guys.
So after the break, we are either going to talk about scientists creating solid light, Amazon buying Twitch TV. As you can see, I've been kind of somewhat playing Hearthstone just so I don't get kicked off of Twitch. Or the Black Ninja Burger in Japan, because nobody else has voted, and I created all three topics. So we'll find out one of those three after we play, after we do some ads and listen to Professor Shy Guy's Doctor Who Am I from his Geektopia, I believe it is, album.
Sure.
Yes.
I don't remember the name of the album.
$8 over on ProfessorShyGuy.bandcamp.com.
Sweet. We'll see you in a bit.
Absolutely. Stay tuned.
What's up, everybody? This is JD with How It Stacks. I'm here today to talk to you about Think Geek. We all know who they are. We all love what they sell, but the best way to get to them is geek-io.com/thinkgeek. Once again, we are proud to announce that Think Geek is a part of the Geek.io network, and the best way to get to their website is geek-io.com/thinkgeek. I am JD, and I approve this message.
You've all probably heard about Audible.com before. It's the world's leading provider of audiobooks. Through Geek.io, you can actually get your first 3 months for 50% off. That's only $7.49 per month for the first 3 months. That'll save you over $22. Now, if you're not sure what Audible is, or you're not sure you're even going to like the service, feel free to try that Audible Listener Gold membership for free for 30 days. Remember, that includes one free book. After that 30-day trial is up, your membership will renew for the normal $14.95 per month, giving you access to one credit per month, as well as member benefits. What's that? You say you're already a member? Well, feel free to follow our link anyway, and you can give us a little kickback every time you buy an a la carte book. Check out all the details at www.geek-io.com/audible. And again, we want to thank Audible.com for their support of the Geek.io podcast network.
This is Willis from How It Stacks, where we answer the age-old question, hey, remember that thing? That was cool. Does that suck now? That's right. We take your favorite childhood memories in film, television, video games, comics, snacks, and more, and do our best to overanalyze and thereby shit all over your precious memories. We do this as a public service to you at no cost, so that our valued listeners don't have to waste their precious time watching things that don't stack up. Catch us and other great shows right here on the Geek.io Podcast Network at geek-io.com.
confused dude. I've begun to change from a boy to a boy who likes girls. To the attic view of the Captain Jack like brain, I feel born again like a child in need. Head spinning like a Christmas tree. Admit that I'm not gay, but damn it, David Tennant, you got wings. Like Dalek Sec, I am infused with emotion. Confusion's emotion and preconceived notions. Whoa, oh, I feel like I'm regenerated, but I'm still me. Like I'm losing the effectiveness of a potty juice potion. There is something else inside of me. Feels like us loving. I try to trap my sanity in a paradox machine. Oh, now I must admit that I'm not gay. But damn it, David Tennant, you got wings.
That song is so freaking good. And if I don't hear a David Tennant here in a second, I'm going to be even upset.
Oh, it was in the chat. Sorry. David Tennant.
There we go. Damn it, David Tennant. You got ways. Yeah, dude, you have no idea. You may think he's good as Barty Crouch Jr., but you have no idea. Seriously, dude.
He was apparently up to be Rocket Raccoon, which would have given a very different twist to that character.
He could have pulled it off.
Oh, I think he could have pulled it off, no doubt.
I've heard him do an American accent, and it's actually pretty good.
My mind would have been confused.
I don't know. Rocket Raccoon with a British accent might have been awesome.
Yeah, that would have been good. I mean, nothing saying that Rocket Raccoon has to be American. So
he's American. That raccoon's
well,
American.
He curses a lot, drinks a lot, and carries a big gun. If he's not Merkin, I don't know what he is. speaking of Merkin, you can reach the show over at geek-io.com. It's everything you could possibly want over there. Twitter's twitter.com/geekioshow. Facebook.com/geekioshow. And to do a callback, Bud Long, what's the email address that people can send stuff to?
If I unmute my mic, it is feedback@geek-io.com.
Yeah. Only took us 2 years to get that down.
Got it.
Also, just as we like to remind everybody, if you help us out by our Audible ad that you heard during the break, hang around for 30 days, get an extra book. Not too much. I think it's $10. Helps us out and get you a second book, which is freaking fantastic.
Freaking fantastic.
All right, eat ice cream now.
Yes, you can. We are still taking an anonymous survey of our listeners across the network to find out what you like and what you dislike about our shows. Do you hate me talking like this? Well, then say so. Take that survey. Say, hey, stop that.
I'm just going to say that we got feedback that JD's intro for How It Stacks kind of creeped our listeners out, and we changed it. So if there
also
is something
the
you
owner
like,
of the network.
Hey, look.
Also me.
I'm just saying that multiple people gave us feedback, and
all
we
of them
listened.
On this show.
You guys were not the only ones who said anything, and we listened.
I didn't take the survey, but if you'd give us feedback, even if you want to just tweet at us or send us an email to feedback@geek-io.com, look at that, I did got it right.
What?
We listen to you because we care about you and want to give you the product that you want and the product that you deserve or something.
Hangout on Air thinks Professor Shy Guy is worthy enough to warn us about broadcasting content we are not authorized to use.
Yeah, well.
I disagree. He's been on the show and told us to play songs.
twice.
Go fuck yourself, Hangout on Air.
Twice, actually.
No, I just think it's funny that some of our music, it's like, okay, sure. And they're like, no, this guy, nope, he's too popular. There's no way he'd let you play it. Not happening. Right.
He is awesome.
I can call him right now and pipe him through. Right.
It's a shame.
No, I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at the anime Hangouts on Air.
I was saying it's a shame they don't actually listen to our guests. They're just doing...
Right? You have content. Brr, 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 brr. Yeah. And if they flag it, I'll get an email about it and send a very scathing and terse.
Tart.
I'll send a turd reply.
I'm going to send them a tart. A strawberry tart.
If they'll stop harassing us, yes, I will send them strawberry tarts.
I'll send them a lemon curd tart.
When life gives you lemons,
take the survey,
make
thanks.
Lemon curd tarts and send them to YouTube.
Which is better than what Willis threatened to send to people on How's Texas last week.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to that yet.
You should check it out. It's
yeah.
Be prepared.
It's a good episode.
It's a good episode. Yeah. Be prepared, but it's a good episode.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that you need to brace yourself for now, but it is a good episode. Before we head back to the show, and we'll pivot again over and over and over and over again. We'll beat it again and again and again and again. Patreon.com/geekio. If you want us to get rid of this mid-show shit and you want us just to maybe play a song because we like our friends who play music, and also I need to get ice cream in the middle of the show, then help us out. Send us go over to patreon.com, patreon.com/geekio, GEEKIO, if you didn't know. and head on over there. Help us out a little bit with... some fiscal ice cream, and we'll devour it and make it, you can make this network yours, really. In reality, I'm giving up everything that I set this network to do on that Patreon, so you guys can completely make it yours. All right, and now we move on to the part of the show where nobody picks a topic. Nobody picks a topic.
Nobody picks a topic. Right now, I'm the best at what I do. So what I do isn't being nice.
Timey-wimey.
I'll geek out.
There we go. All right, this is Geek Out section where we pick a topic and beat it into the ground mercilessly until it dies a horrible, horrible death and then may or may not raise from the dead. So again, this week we have scientists create solid light. Science.
Science.
Twitch.tv. Yes, it's old news, but we never covered it, and we're on Twitch.tv. Or the Japanese Black Ninja Burger.
I really, I don't want to bring up racism, so let's not do the Black Ninja Burger.
But the Ninja Burger was on Dr. McNinja, and it was called the Ninja Burger because it gave you silent but deadly farts.
For those who, we're probably not going to discuss it, but if you go over to Kotaku.com and just look for Burger King.
I'm looking at the picture of it.
It looks kind of horrifying.
They're using squid ink to make it black, and goodness, there's no way I would bite into that, because you don't know when it's gone bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd eat it.
I think we lost an Azevedo. Hopefully he'll be back
we
soon.
He went, yeah. I don't know. I'd eat it. I mean, it's interesting. A while back, they did the Darth Vader one that had black buns.
I don't know. It would just, maybe from a different place and not a fast food restaurant, where you don't know how long the buns have been sitting around.
But this is Japan, where... I don't know. You went, yet, and then died.
I went, last thing I heard was, I don't want to eat that because it's black and you don't know when it's gone bad. And then I said, yeah. And what is that random slab of meat in the middle of it? Yeah. Is that ham?
You got yeah out, ham. And it got cut off midway and you dropped out of the call.
Yeah, you went, yeah.
That's pretty great.
The technical difficulties tonight. What is going on?
I blame Hangout updates. Just throwing that out there.
So I mean, yeah, I think it's a hamburger and ham. But again, this is Japan. Fast
hamburger.
Food over
there, I get it.
Fast food over there is not like fast food over here. They are very, very, very concerned with what they put in people's mouths over there, with the exception of cigarettes, because everybody fucking smokes in Japan. Everybody. They have not quite got around to that part of the world. They can create robots that you can automate your entire house by, but they have not quite got around to passing laws not prohibiting smoking in workplaces and everything like that.
Well, you know why they created the robots that could automate everything in your life. It's because you're going to have...
So they can clean the house?
No, it's because you're going to have... Clean the smell out of your house? You're going to have cancer and you won't be able to do it yourself.
But so, yeah, I mean, this is over... I guess we're talking about this now?
Sure,
or we
why
can
not?
Quickly hit all three.
We can quickly hit all three. That sounds like a good plan, because I didn't read all of the full articles on any of them.
And really the only the one that has any kind of really discussion points other than kind of just goofy discussion points is the scientist creating hard light, and that I don't feel any of us are really qualified to really get into the logistics of.
Nope.
I just thought it was cool. but yeah, I mean, so you have to realize, and this is something that Kotaku likes to link bait people, but also to make people forget that Japan is like really tonally different than us. It's like if you go to where was it that I heard that had really, really fantastic fast food restaurants? I think it might have been South Korea. Like, and this is pretty much indicative of most Eastern Asian countries, where everybody's so much of a hurry all the time. And this is particularly, you know, Seoul, Hong Kong, Tokyo, where everybody is so packed into things always so busy that the fast food restaurants, usually if you are at a place that actually has a person, because there's actually a lot of automated vending machines that serve like hot food like this. And I'm talking about you hit a button on a vending machine and it will pop out a hamburger. Those are pretty much, those translate to fast food over here. Like the vending machines are basically the McDonald's of America, mainly because no person is actually touching your food.
No people touch. Only robots.
Well, depending on your experience at previous fast food restaurants, that could be a good thing. So.
Oh, I think that's a great thing, actually.
You know.
Except if, you know, there's oil on one of the gears or anything like that.
Yeah.
Then you have oil in your burger. And then it looks like the Black Burger. And then it looks like the Black Ninja Burger, except not as interesting.
You could have oil or you could have a footprint in your burger. I mean, you know. One's done out of malice. One's an accident. You know.
The machine did not mean to put oil on your burger.
Yeah, no. That's where I was going with that. That was the accident one. Not the footprint in your beef patty. That was on purpose.
I'm sorry, Bud Long. I had too much to drink on Thursday night.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I would try it, especially if I was over. Well, over here, I don't think I would try it. In America, I don't think so. In Japan, yeah. The main picture that they have is a hamburger. It looks like hamburger, ham, and maybe fried chicken or fish on one burger.
I thought it was a fried onion, but it might not be.
Or it might be onion rings. I thought that was an American thing, though. But I don't know. That burger looks interesting. But yeah, if you look at, there was one that I saw that actually that's actually a series of burgers that they have. One is a full black burger, and they have black cheese and everything on it. Black mayonnaise.
Yeah, they mentioned squid ink ketchup as well. Yes. At some point. So
yeah, and there's one that is like full black.
They should put black tomatoes. Sorry,
tomatoes aren't supposed to be black.
Yeah,
not supposed to be black.
Exactly. And then they could just do a Pittsburgh rare beef patty where it's charred on the outside but still cold on the. No, that'd be a bad idea. I was just kidding.
Yeah, let's not do that. But I mean, like the black cheese one, the one that's pictured on the one that's in the link in the show notes, I would eat that because all it is a black bun. The one with black cheese may be a little weird for me because that looks fake as shit. all right. So yeah, away from the Black Ninja Burger, since apparently that's racist, black munchkin hater.
What? Oh, that's right.
All right. So,
I'm glad you guys got my reference earlier. Good job.
What?
The black, that was the whole joke from the get-go was about the Dunkin' Donuts. Anyway.
Oh. Hey, Budlong, I didn't change anything and my lower third is gone, by the way. This is what I was talking about that happened on Comic Alliance.
Because I completely listened to that show.
No, I told you what happened at the beginning of this show.
Oh, okay. I thought you, never mind. All right. Anyway.
Now I turned it off because my screen gets weird. But, all right. So, everybody thought Google and YouTube was going to buy Twitch. We had an entire, like, almost hour-long discussion about what would happen if Google bought Twitch.tv. And, they're and they all didn't. Like, psych, here's Amazon.
Now... presenting Twitch Fire.
Strangely, TM. I'm okay with Amazon buying Twitch.
I don't have a problem with
it. Primarily, I have no problem with pretty much anything that Amazon has done. The only thing that they do that really pisses people off is remove in-app purchases from their apps. But
that's only on iOS, though, right?
No, even Android. Android finally got them removed as well from like their Comixology app.
Oh.
And, what is that? Audible.
I didn't know they did that. Okay.
Yeah, at least as far as I know, I don't actually, and full disclosure, I don't do Comixology for my comics, or at least not the app. I do a lot of stuff through Image and stuff like that. Most of the comics that I read are actually given to me by comic book publishers.
Well, in the in-app thing, they save 30%, essentially.
Yeah.
So I understand why they would do it.
Yeah. But Twitch doesn't have any of those. So basically, all the Twitch is gaining is the powerhouse that is Amazon.
The only thing that would frustrate me that I hope that... I don't think they would do because it's already there, but similar... We mentioned it briefly, the Amazon Instant Video just came to Android outside of Amazon devices. That just happened. What? Why did that take so long? I just hope that they don't deprecate or ignore Android outside of Amazon devices.
Well, iOS didn't have it either.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
You were able to watch them on iOS devices.
I wasn't up until recently on the iPad that I have.
Oh, well, I might be making a bigger deal out of this than I thought I was.
they obviously want to, since they create both hardware and software, they are going to prioritize their own.
But they haven't done that in the past with all the other stuff, though. And that's where it concerns me. Because they, you know, well, Kindle and everything else, it was like, oh, we don't freaking care. Buy it wherever you want.
Well, Kindle also was before they started making, like, the Kindle app existed before even the Kindle device did.
Right. That's why I say I hope that they don't start having a weird conflict. I conflict of interest.
Doubt they won't.
It's actually not a conflict of interest. It's actually in their best interest.
I want something, like, since I pay for Prime, I want, like, the ability to... Twitch Premium. There's such a thing called Twitch Premium where, like, you can control what ads are played, when they're played, or if no ads are played at all on your stream. And I would like that to be wrapped into my Prime membership or pay, like, $15 more a month for it. I would do that in a second.
$15 a month or a year?
Year. Okay. Rather.
Just making sure.
Yeah, sorry. That's what I would like. But as far as I know, nothing has actually been done so far with it. And Amazon shelled out over $1 billion between cash and stock. So I think they actually outbid Google, but Google was stopped because of antitrust. FCC is like, yeah, you own YouTube for the largest streaming and you want to own the largest gaming streaming network. No.
Effectively, they said, you know what? Why don't you buy Netflix too? Like... Why not just have Netflix, all the markets?
And Vimeo, and...
Vimeo doesn't count. It's like 0.03% of the market share.
And we'll go ahead and buy Vine while we're at it.
Right.
And Facebook.
And Instagram.
You know what? Just buy the rights to QuickTime while you're at it. Just, you know what? Take over every possible way to stream video online. Just go ahead and do that.
Yes.
And we're going to buy Real Player just to be sure.
Right.
To cover all our bases.
You know.
And Flash.
To cover ourselves, you know, backwards compatible from 92.
Yes.
We're gonna buy Real Player.
I'm okay with Amazon buying it. I have no issue with it. They've not hurt me with any of their other acquisitions. So yeah, though they could create a bad. There's always the opportunity for them to create a bad precedent with Twitch. But as of right now, consequently, Microsoft bought Minecraft, but nobody cares about that because I don't play Minecraft. I just heard about that and I thought it was funny.
I've always wanted to play, but I've just never gotten into it.
It's kind of a big deal, right?
Because
I
always loved Legos growing up and I still like playing with them. I just don't have the time or space and money to buy actual Legos because the goodness, they're expensive.
Yes.
3D printer would totally make up for those costs.
totally.
Not really. Not
totally. Yeah.
Yes.
Over time, it would make up for the cost. Anywho.
Make 1 million Legos.
And yes. I would play with them. And might build a house, just like the guy from Top Gear. Did you guys ever see that episode? This is completely off topic, but I don't remember his name, but one of the main Top Gear guys had another game, another show called something Crazy Toys, or I don't remember what it was, but he built a life-size house out of regular Lego bricks, two-story. It was ridiculous.
Yes,
pretty crazy. You guys should look that up if you
and also uncomfortable and hurt your feet.
Because he made everything out of Lego, including the bed and the slippers and everything. So yeah, the toilet leaked, the sink leaked.
And also horrible nerve, brain destroying pain every time you took a step.
Yeah, yeah.
You could never take off any piece of clothes ever in that house.
Ouch.
Yeah,
all of the Legos digging into your butt when you're trying to knit. Speaking of digging into your butt, found out today, scientists created solid light.
In your butt?
Yes. The Rainbow Bridge from Thor is going to be a thing, possibly, maybe.
Sweet.
Strangely enough, I read this and my mind, first place my mind went to, and it's not going to surprise a single person here, was Green Lanterns.
Mine went to Halo. Because they had light bridges, and it literally, you flipped a switch and a bridge made of light turned up. Anyway, that's where my mind went. That and lightsabers, one of the two.
Lightsabers still make no sense, like, on a scientific level, even with this. They still don't work.
I never said it worked. It was just like, oh, yeah, solid matter made of light. That sounds like a lightsaber. Sure, let's do that.
So what we can do is create, in real life, the most frustrating go-kart racing path ever.
Yes.
Yes, Rainbow Bridge.
F you, Rainbow Road.
Yes, and blue shells will fly out of randomly hitting people.
3D printed blue shells.
Yes. Like I said, none of us are really qualified to really talk about the semantics of it or the schematics of it either. Mara was on here, which we haven't had her on the show on forever.
We should preface this whole thing. That? Well, we should preface this whole thing about the discussion of crystallized light with it's on an atomic level. It's not like we're joking about bridges and lightsabers, but it's literally like atoms that are being put together.
They created artificial atoms, which I think it's insane that they created artificial atoms, by the way.
Right.
let's start at the base level of this. They created fucking atoms for this and then created light that has tangible. It may be on an atomic level, but it's still tangible light, which is crazy. So call me maybe.
I thoroughly agree. So
So it'll be interesting, you know, in 20 years when this actually takes control and it combine that with the Higgs boson particle and all of a sudden we have light creatures floating around.
Yay.
It'll be like Star Trek in real life.
Exactly. I was going to go wow for those people who played it. Narus are beings of just pure light. So, yeah, those will be a thing in, like, 20 to 200 years.
It would be nice to see this used for maybe holograms.
Yeah.
So AI to holograms, and, you know, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's what we should do. We should let AI only be in control of holograms. And that way, if they do rise up, they're just light, and we can turn them off.
a strong umbrella will stop them.
Right.
Now you can't be seen. Ha ha. All right. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and wrap up. Get out of here before midnight because, yay. All right. So since Rachel's not here, it's that time of year again. Extra Life is coming up on November 7th.
Woo!
Going to be playing as long as humanly possible for charity.
That's right, people. That one day a year where I play video games.
Yep.
Tune in. I've still got like 20 more hours of Final Fantasy VII to finish, I'm sure.
We might actually get Budlong to play something this year, too.
Final Fantasy VII.
It will not be Final Fantasy VII. That is correct.
Dale is still threatening to play the Donkey Kong rap for 4 hours. I don't think he's going to try an emulator this year. Just call it a hunch.
DK. Donkey Kong.
Yes. You can head over to geek-io.com/extralife for more information on this year's show. It's a big deal, seriously. All right. And this week over on the Geek.io network, How It Stacks talks Rugrats and creeps everyone the hell out with some fan theories.
Prepare your mind.
Oh, yes.
Just throwing that out there.
It definitely goes to really, really dark places. Like, it is not something you actually want to think about. It's kind of like, have you heard the Ash Ketchum theory from Pokemon?
No.
Reason why he has been 10 for 20-something years?
No.
It is kind of akin to that. All right, my turn to creep everybody out. Basically, Ash Ketchum, in the first 5 minutes of the first episode of Pokemon, after he gets Pikachu shocks the shit out of him. That puts him onto a coma. And every time he changes regions, that's part of his mind slipping away and reattaching to a different persona.
Weird.
The only thing that holds consistent in it is Pikachu, the last thing that he remembers.
Jeez. Yeah, that's not quite as...
Well, there are different, like...
levels.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it is not somebody going onto hard hallucinogens.
Right. It's not Rugrats level crazy theory, but still
I've
kind
of.
I've
heard a Rugrats crazy
it's
theory.
Probably so
it's
one.
The one.
It's
yeah,
probably
okay.
this
I think
one.
I know which one it is.
JD actually was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to let you guys read something on air, and it's going to mess with your head. And I was like, is it Rugrats? And he's like, yeah. I was like, I think I know what you're talking about, and good God, I can't believe we're going to go there. Okay, let's do this.
Yes. Other than that, BGM is back on the air with Bionic Commando music. Sakani rocking the mic once again, bringing back the retro music from Bionic Commando from the NES. Comics Alliance had a show this week, finally, for the first time in 2 years. It was just me and Alex because JD was sick and went to freaking somewhere else that he's a butt face for. We talked Guardians of the Galaxy, movie to TV show continuity, Supergirl and her famous boobs, and more. We're on the Comic Alliance. Android Realm revels in the fact that Amazon finally has instant video on Android. Real Insight watches Falling Skies, so you don't have to. Neil loves that show. I can't stand it. Android Realm goes through the trials and tribulations of installing Linux on a Chromebook because Neil has a suicide wish or something. And Delbert over at Gamer Geeks reviews Sword Art Online for the PS Vita. Spoilers, it's kind
of
awesome.
Yes, and all of these things were posted at the same time today.
Yes.
When I fixed the auto feed.
I want to apologize for that, by the way. Andy pointed out on Twitter.
Sorry.
Space things out. And we're like, oh, yeah.
So there's an automatic Twitter thing that happens too?
Yes.
Yes, there is an automatic.
Also,
we posted something. Here's a Twitter post. So,
nice.
Whoops.
Yeah. Yeah. And
there's like 8 days of stuff that all posted at once. Sorry,
yeah.
Everybody.
And Jazz argued with me about this, by the way. It's not broken. Brr, brr, brr.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I was like, it's broken? And then I checked and I was like, oh, the last thing posted was on September 3rd. It's probably broken.
Well, see, that actually was posted because that's not through your aggregate. I actually set that up through Sakani and
Oh, well, it's my aggregate is pulling from Sakani's, so
it shouldn't be.
Well, it is. So
because
are we double posting Sakani's posts?
Yeah,
I
mean,
apparently.
Oops.
You told me to put him in the feed list, so I did.
Sure.
Anyway,
yeah.
Sorry, everyone. It's fixed now.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know what happened.
Still. All right. And if you want to help us get better stuff so this stuff doesn't back up and explode all at once in your face, head over to patreon.com/geekio. And the more you pay us, the more better equipment we can get, because right now we're operating on a budget of approximately $0. Yeah.
We can be heard on Stitcher Radio. Just search for Geekio to help us out if you do, as well as on iTunes and everywhere that you can hear podcasts, because, well, we're awesome.
Indeed.
Or you can just head over to geekio.com and listen to everything and get our feed.
What?
And, yeah.
You want to try
geekio.com?
You want to try that again?
geekio.com. Is that not what I said?
You said geekio.com.
Oh, well, it's getting late. What can I say?
All right.
I got the email right earlier, so I had to slip up at some point.
Well, now that we can hear you perfectly clear, I'm glad we got that out of the way.
But yes. Send us write us a review, and we'll gladly read it on the ship. Or send us feedback@geek-io.com.
Nailed it. Right. And before we head on out of here, as we are wont to do, show title candidates for the week. Butt Zipping, Robo Jazz, Schrodinger's Cat 5 or 6 Cable, DDoSing Yourself, One Port to Rule Them All, Put Something in My Mouth and Eat It, Purple Tongue, Poop Out Quarters, Twin Peaks in Twin Peaks, Lemon Curd Tarts, hard light. Scientists create solid light in your buds. F you, Rainbow Road. All backed up and exploding in your face.
I know which one I'm voting for.
All right, folks. So anything else before we head on out of here?
I've got nothing.
Cheeseburger.
Black cheeseburger.
I've your got butt. Nothing. You see nothing?
Your butt.
The glasses, they do nothing.
Where's it at? Here it is. Night, everybody.
Bye.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
I want to get out of here!